18 of the Speech with Alex Tricolo podcast. I'm your host, Alex Tricolo. I am a speechy and mum of three from Perth. I'm on a mission to provide parents with free, accessible, relatable, and easy to understand info about speech therapy. This is number 3 of a 5-part series about your toddlers and their language development, and this episode is about the use of keyword signs. Now, I know what you're thinking. Right off the bat, you might have seen the word sign and thought, well, I need to teach my child to talk, not sign. And I get it, but bear with me on this one because I'm going to change your mind. Firstly, what is keyword sign? So keyword sign is a form of signing where we only sign the keywords. Keyword sign in Australia is derived from Australian Sign Language, or what we call AusLAN. But it is not a language itself, the keyword sign, because it doesn't fit the proper definition of being an entire language. It doesn't have its own grammar, and we don't sign every single word in a sentence. How does it differ from AusLAN? The key difference is that the signs are used together with spoken language, whilst AusLAN is its own language used without spoken English. Of course, they can use the two together, but typically AusLAN will be a form of communication or expressive language for a person. So, why should you be using keyword signs at home? So it provides kids with additional information visually to support instructions. It can be really useful when kids are difficult to understand or when they don't have many spoken words yet to communicate with. It highlights the key information that you want your children to pay attention to, which might help with routines and commands, and in particular might just highlight to kids which word to pay attention to that they might end up attempting to say. And it provides kids with an alternative receptive language input when they temporarily have hearing loss. And I'm going to talk about this in a few weeks' time because ear infections and glue ear are really, really common for our toddlers and young kids. And so having speech input and a sign coming in at the same time can just allay that frustration that comes with kids not being able to hear what you are saying. Frustration for them and for you. So keep in mind, when it comes to keyword sign, we aren't forcing our children to have to use the signs themselves. Some will use it if they want to and if they need them, and others won't. And the key is for us as parents to be using them consistently without any expectation on our kids. Now, language development. I know it sounds like kids might grab the signs and use them, but not the words. But did you know that spoken English, for the most part, is a more efficient way to communicate and keep your hands free? Just imagine if you're driving in the car and you can't see your kids, you're not going to be able to see the signs that they are doing, and vice versa. People's brains will almost always go for the more efficient option if it is within their capacity. Of course, we do have children who are deaf or hard of hearing, and parents the same, where sign language is more efficient and more useful. The very cool thing is that there have been some research studies where children who were exposed to keyword sign demonstrated an increase in spoken word use and their natural gestures. And keyword sign has been found to encourage children's spoken language development in children with typical hearing skills and no other restrictions that might prevent them from using spoken language. You can learn a few keyword signs by looking up Keyword Sign Australia, and they also have a great app on Apple. But I highly recommend attending a workshop so you can arm yourself with a whole lot of keyword signs to try at home. I'll put some great resources in the episode notes for you. I'd love to know if you are already using keyword sign at home, and if you do decide to give it a go, I'd love to hear how you go. Always feel free to send me a message on Instagram. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for episode 4 in this series about your toddler's language development.